sugar cane. Mm-hmm. But you take them white folks and make you ready that, you start now. In the first day of January, you had to go out and start the fixing fence, regardless of okay, how bad or what. Mm-hmm. First day of January, you could start out there. Now, people be knocking stalks and ready to plow now. Mm-hmm. And that's just the reason why I didn't get no further in school than I did. I had to get out of school every day, or half a day, to come and plow. From my dad was trying to buy this place down here. And he didn't own it for him, just farming, and didn't have no help. And out by me being the oldest one here, well, I'd go out there, what they call skimming down. Now, I'd be out there skimming down, and the other children come in, they'd go out there and take some sticks and knock the, cause that's knocking the stalks down. Mm-hmm. And about, the 1st of March, they had to start planting something in ornaments to have something to eat, because the white folks wouldn't give you nothing to eat to see how your crop would come. You had to break up, plant it, and if you had a good crop, if it looked good to him, he'd give you, he'd give you enough groceries just about to keep you starving to death for a week. And the next Saturday, well, he'd get on his horse and go out there, and if it was 15 on his place, he'd let them hick up a pair of mules and a wagon and all of them go out there, and he'd give them a little something there. Mm-hmm. Give them according to what the farm was, mm-hmm. Well, how the farm looked at them. And then on that old sorghum I was telling you about, that stuff makes fast, and you grind hit, you can make grind hit right away in about 3 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. And you make syrup out of it, and that stuff, boy, boy, your mouth wasn't lying. Uh-huh. Then I let it get about 2 weeks old. When it get about 2 weeks old, it started foaming up there. And, mm-hmm. Boy, but you had to eat it, though. That's all you could eat. That's all you could.
Do you ever hear another name for syrup?
Molasses.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Uh-huh. Molasses and syrup.
Do you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
I didn't call it that time. They called it syrup.
Could you make a sketch of what this house looks like here? Or tell me about the rooms?
You can sketch it now. You can look. You can go all the way through it. You can sketch better than I can, because I ain't no sketcher. I just showing you how the bottom of this house made. But I can draw a little bit better than that. I can draw better than that.
That's fine. Let me label the rooms here.
Yeah.
This was a bedroom here?
All of them was bedroom. Didn't have nothing in the house but bedrooms.
Uh-huh. What do you have in this house here?
Killing.
Well.
Bedroom.
Uh-huh. What about the best house in this, the best room in this house?
Well, the day room. Day room had a loft over it. Day room would be maybe the first room you go in there. This would be the children's room back in the mother room. Uh-huh. And they'd have a loft over them, but the others didn't have number 10 over it. Mm-hmm. Not 10, I meant the number of bowls over it. Bowls and wooden windows, taking tie chain on it, a piece of wire and pull it together close as you could get it. Never could get any more about that close. Mm-hmm. Because the thing wasn't made right, wasn't cut out right. Mm-hmm. And then they'd go out there and get some clay date, moss, and salt to make a chimney and some wood. Mm-hmm. Rake that wood up and leave that wood and moss in there somewhere. The rain would wash it down and stay there. Stay right there.
What different rooms do you have in, how many rooms do you have in this house?
How many in yours is?
Let me see, you got three bedrooms, a bath,